So this is this is just a simple little meditation that I do sometimes, just to get connected again to the world when I feel a little disconnected, which you can easily. It involves breathing, some imagination, a little bit of science, and ideally you'd be outside, but I know you probably aren't. I know I'm not. But this is something that's so simple you can just take it with you into the trees when you get the chance. If you can see something green and or alive, some plant life of some kind, that's awesome. If not, just let your imagination do the work. I have some of these, I'm house-sitting in suburbia, and I've got some little stubby shrubs outside the window with the pointy head.
I have a tree right outside mine, so I'm
perfect.
I'm good.
There we go. So you can close your eyes if you'd like to, or keep them open and soft-focused. And I just want you to breathe. However you happen to be breathing at the moment, don't alter it for this. Just breathe. And if somewhere in you there is a center, mine is behind my belly button, deep in my pelvic cradle. And without thinking too profoundly about it, see if you can locate a place you call center in your own body. If it helps, you can imagine something like a smooth river stone or a ball of light in that place you're calling center. Keep breathing. Now let your awareness spread from that center, radiating outward through your body. And just start noticing. What's your posture like? Where do you feel tension? Does anything hurt? Do you feel pretty good? Nothing needs to be changed or improved right now. We're just noticing. And we're breathing. See if you can notice that without judging too much. And bring your attention to your breath. Is it fast or slow, deep or shallow? Does it feel like you're getting enough, or do you feel like you're being shortchanged? So none of that is good or bad. Again, it's just information. Now, if you have that plant light in your sight, in your mind or in your eyes, a tree or shrub or plant or grass, moss, phytoplankton, whatever, let your attention stretch out towards it. If you have to imagine it, you can get fancy here. Think of your favorite tree or plant or one you pass regularly, maybe a tree you miss from a home long ago, or just a regular old tree, whatever comes to mind. Keep breathing. And as you breathe, see your breath leave you. It's moisture and carbon dioxide, and watch as it's pulled toward the greenery. The plants drink it up, they're reaching for it. And maybe it looks like sparkles or water, maybe light or just a stream of air. And the trees just suck it up. And when you breathe in, notice how that breath is originating from your tree or your plant. Your body is pulling in the oxygen that the plants breathe out. Breathe out to the tree. Breathe in from the tree. Breathe out to the tree. Breathe in from the tree. Keep breathing, letting that cycle continue. Carbon dioxide out. Oxygen in. The tree takes your carbon dioxide and exchanges it for oxygen. You drink in the oxygen and give carbon dioxide back to the tree. And on it goes into infinity, breathing out your gift into the world, breathing in something new and nourishing, out and in, giving and receiving, out and in. And when you bring your attention back here, just remember that this process goes on no matter what. Even with no green things visible, even when you're feeling like a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad human, even when you forget, the simple exchange of life for life keeps you tethered symbiotically to the good green earth. You can't escape it, and it will never abandon you. Out and in, life for life.